Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Vitamin D deficiency can cause problems with bone development. A group of Cochrane reviewers in Tasmania, Australia, led by Tania Winsenberg of the Menzies Research Institute, have investigated the effects of supplementation for children.
We are interested in finding out how to maximise children's bone development because reaching a higher peak of bone mass in childhood should offer protection against bone loss that happens in later life. This bone loss is responsible for osteoporosis and fractures, which are serious health problems in older people. It has been estimated that increasing peak bone mass by 10% could delay the onset of osteoporosis by more than 10 years. In an earlier Cochrane review, we found the calcium supplements had too little effect on bone density in children to be useful, so it became important to look at alternatives. Bone density is a measure of bone strength, and an obvious possibility to improve bone density was vitamin D, as this plays a key role in bone health, and vitamin D deficiency is common in children, particularly in adolescents. We knew about a small number of randomised trials, but the results of these were inconsistent. So we did this systematic review to check if there were more trials out there and to see if we could combine the research to answer the question, does vitamin D supplementation result in important improvements in bone mineral density in children? We also wanted to determine if the effects were greater in children who had low levels of vitamin D to begin with. Our comprehensive search found 1,600 potential references, within which six studies with nearly 900 participants were suitable for our analyses. We were interested in all children from aged 1 month to 20 years, but the six studies had been done in healthy children aged between 8 and 17 years. We found that vitamin D supplements did not improve bone density measures at the hip or forearm or lead to increased bone mineral content in the body as a whole. And although it looked promising for a small effect on bone density in the lower back, this was not certain. So taken together, these results suggest that using supplements in healthy children is not worthwhile. Where it was possible to do so with the information we had, we divided the trials into children with lower average vitamin D levels, which were less than 35 nanomoles per litre, and those with higher average levels, more than 35 nanomoles per litre. There were no definite differences in effects between the groups, but there was a hint of a larger effect on total bone mineral content in children with lower vitamin D. Furthermore, in the studies of children with low serum vitamin D, those in the supplement group had increases in total bone mineral content and bone density at the lower back that were approximately 2.6 and 1.7 percentage points greater than those in the placebo group. These differences are small, but if they accumulated over several years of supplementation, they could lead to substantial benefits. Unfortunately, we don't have any information yet to tell us whether this accumulation occurs. So overall, our review indicates that vitamin D supplementation in healthy children generally is not justified. Targeting children with low serum vitamin D levels might produce clinically important improvements in bone density, but this needs to be tested further. Good quality randomised trials of vitamin D supplements in deficient children are urgently needed to prove whether it is worthwhile to screen for and treat vitamin D deficiency as a means of improving their bone health.
You can find Tania's review of vitamin D and the earlier one of calcium supplementation at www.thecochranelibrary.com.